Butler, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 14, 1904. Dear Brother Butler, Christ has linked you to himself. He has given you a testimony for his people. But you must not overwork. I know how you feel. You see so much to be done that you desire to arouse every soul to meet the emergency. I have the same desire. And my endeavors to do what I have seen needed to be done have nearly killed me. Do not despond, but take your burdens to the great physician, the healer of soul and body. I have written more today than I have for 2 or 3 weeks. I have written the letter of 10 pages that I am sending you and a letter of 6 pages to Edson. But for several weeks my mind has seemed to be almost locked up. My overburdened brain has refused to bear the least taxation. As I have seen how many are in the Laodicean state, I have been so keenly disappointed, and my heart has been so greatly pained that I have feared for my life. I have words of comfort for you, my brother. The Lord is acquainted with your intense, earnest desire to see the work of God advancing in right lines, but you can only do your work. You cannot make another do that which he has no sense of his need of doing. You cannot make those who are neither cold nor hot heed the message that God has sent them. Bear your message, and then lay your burdens at the feet of Jesus, saying, I can do no more. I say to you now, arise in the strength of God, and Christ will give you his joy, that your joy may be full. Talk courage, talk faith, and never, never become discouraged. Look to the mighty healer. His touch and his words of courage are for you. May the Lord make you of good courage and fill your heart with hope and joy, is my prayer.